its arms on AM 800.
Oh, homework woes are quite a problem sometimes, and we are just getting into the school year. First day of school was yesterday. We are getting back into the swing of things, and pretty soon, if not later on today, your kids will bring homework home. So how do you deal with the hassles involved with doing homework? Inevitably, there are problems throughout the year. Here to tell us how to solve those problems, the author of Homework Made Simple, Tips, Tools, and Solutions for Stress-Free Homework, Ann Dolan is with us. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. Well, you mentioned that in your book there are about six common and tough problems kids and their parents face when it comes to homework. What are those six problems?
Well, Mike and Lisa, over the last 20 years as a teacher, a tutor, and a consultant, I've really been able to profile the six struggles that kids encounter. They are disorganization, rushing through homework with paying little attention to detail, procrastination, that's a huge one. So many kids procrastinate. Distractibility, which is just staying focused during homework. Some kids get easily frustrated and tend to shut down when work gets tough. And then other students avoid homework altogether. So really, one size does not fit all when it comes to homework. Because the roots vary, certainly the solutions to their the problems vary as well.
Yeah, those are all really good points, and I think everybody can identify. When the kids do sit down, though, and they do get their homework finished, however they have rushed through, how are we as a parent supposed to slow them down? I mean, do we sit next to them to make sure they take it all in? After all, it's finished.
That's a great question, and one that I certainly hear a lot. The answer is really not to sit next to your child while he or she is doing homework, because you really do, in the end, want to foster independence. So if your child is constantly rushing through homework and getting it done quickly with very little attention to detail and not a lot of effort, a good solution is to set up what I call a designated homework time. And that means that you want to set aside time each day for your child to do homework, whether he has it or not. The rule of thumb is 10 minutes per grade level. So let's say you have a fourth grader. That means that 40 minutes should be set aside each day to do homework. And if he says, I'm already done, or I did that in class, then he has to organize his binder, read for pleasure, review for a test, or get started ahead on a project.
Now, is there a better time to do it? We've been asking people this morning their opinions on that, whether you should get your kids to do it right after school when they get home or wait to the evening. What's your suggestion?
There are essentially four times a student can do homework. One is right after school, one is before dinner, after dinner, and then before bed. I really think that kids need a break after school. So I think right after school probably isn't optimal, but a 30-minute break is a good time for kids to unwind, get a snack, and then get started. Before bed, probably too late, and I wouldn't recommend it. So generally, any time about a half hour after school or before dinner would be optimal.
And you mentioned being disorganized. That's a problem. Give us an example of being disorganized and what kids can do about it.
Sure. It is a big problem. Oftentimes, kids will actually do their homework, but they cannot find it the next day when the teacher calls for it. And really, it's because they don't have a system set up for their binder. So they may do their homework, but they may put it in a folder one day, a book the next day, leave it in their locker. So really, each child should have a dedicated homework folder, one folder in their binder for homework for all their subjects. That way they always know where it is. And a lot of kids don't really do well with the traditional three-ring binder, and a good solution is an accordion folder so that they have a section for each subject and they don't have to hole punch every paper.
Good idea.
All right, makes sense, Ann. We are out of time this morning, but where can we find more information on your book if this is something parents are struggling with?
Mike, my book can be found on homeworkmadesimple.com, and it's also sold on Amazon.
All right. It's a great book. Thank you very much for joining us today. Again, the book is called Homework Made Simple, Tips, Tools, and Solutions for Stress-Free Homework. And Dolan, we appreciate your time today.
All right. We'll post that information on our website at am800cklw.com and on our Facebook page as well. It's 727.
Every summer, the AM 800